This is sacredspacehealing.org. That's sacredspacehealing.org. Today's podcast is in response to the request, I want to be psychic. I can't tell you the number of times I've heard this, both from clients and students, even just people generally in everyday life. This great need, this desire to be psychic. So what does that mean? What does it mean to be psychic? What does one feel that one will get by being, in inverted commas, psychic? Perhaps there is this idea that if we are psychic, we will be able to have an upper hand in the world. We can predict the lottery numbers. We'll be able to find that parking space. We'll know where we will need to be in order to win millions or get that dream job or meet the love of our life. In reality, being gifted with an extra sense, whether it's clairaudience, clairvoyance, clairsentience, is a double-edged sword. It's often a blessing and yet a huge curse. And why is that? Because it creates a heightened sensitivity for the individual to the world that they live in. People who have what's known as second sight, for example, the ability to sense or feel, to sometimes feel the coming of events, that often have what are termed premonitions, and that can come in dream form or some other form. But this isn't a pleasant experience for the individual. It can be very unsettling. Sometimes it's a feeling, a gut knowing. Sometimes it is an actual vision. Sometimes it's a dream. Sometimes a sign comes in another way, and it leaves the individual feeling unsettled, because even though they've been given a certain piece of information about a certain future, they have no other information. They don't really know when or how or what's going to cause that to come about, or if there's anything that can be done to alter that scenario. And often the scenarios that someone with this capacity witnesses or feels into are not very pleasant scenarios. They tend to be disasters, catastrophes, the death of someone, illness, and so forth. Sometimes they're happy events, like a pregnancy or a marriage and a love union. And it's a mixed bag, to be honest. Now, perhaps our desire for this second sense comes from the media, comes from the stories that we're fed, that if only we were able to see into the future, we would be able to change the course of history, change the course of our lives. But we don't really feel into what the reality of that situation could be, the burden that that places on the individual. And even in our stories, we see that those that are often blessed with second sight and know that there is an impending disastrous event that's about to happen are not really listened to. They're often ridiculed. So why would we want this gift? Why would we want this chain around our necks? That second sight, and then others will have the gift of hearing, perhaps hearing messages, being able to hear other people's thoughts, getting guidance through hearing. But again, there's such a fine line with that, because what's the line of that and schizophrenia, or what's termed schizophrenia? A lot of indigenous shaman will say that those that are in our mental hospitals and are incarcerated or doped up on drugs are often those that are too close to the spirit world, that they're hearing too much. Something's gone awry in their ability to tune in and out. So there is this belief that often the things that we're hearing, the voices, for example, that people can hear can sometimes be messages, but sometimes these messages can also be of the dark. They don't necessarily have to come from the light. And then you have clairsentience, which is this ability to feel, to get a sense, perhaps a feeling in the body. And again, why would anyone want that? I mean, often how clairsentience manifests and the individual is quite violent, is quite abrupt. You could be feeling into someone's sickness, someone's nerve, someone's anxiety, someone's trauma, someone's past. And it can cause you to physically get those symptoms, whether it's throwing up, having diarrhea, having a headache, having a migraine, feeling dizzy. It's not a pleasant experience to be that sensitive that you can feel what is manifesting in someone else's body, or you can feel someone else's story. Now, where it becomes this double-edged sword is that it's very useful as a shaman, as a healer, to have these abilities. And often those that go into the healing arts go into the healing arts because they don't know what else to do with their sensitivity. And they find that when they're in the healing world, when they're working as shamanic practitioners or they're working as healers, that these double-edged swords, these things that may actually cause them a lot of grief in everyday life, are a blessing when it comes to being of service. But what tends to happen is that people get overwhelmed. They get overwhelmed with feeling other people's emotions, hearing other people's thoughts, or so they seem to feel that they might be hearing other people's thoughts, or having these strange dreams or these strange feelings. It's a double-edged sword, and it really isn't one that the individual should be seeking, should be craving, should be desiring, because it comes with its own pitfalls. Its own dangers. Not everything that we pick up on, not every message, if you like, is of the light. Not everything that we feel and we sense is angelic and beautiful. We can be tuning into the darkness. Often a lot of psychics and readers are tuning into one level of consciousness. They're tuning into the astral plane. And in the astral plane, you have everything. It's like rush hour in the city. You have every noise, you have every entity, you have every being, every lost soul, every trapped emotion. And that's what most readers tend to tap into, is the astral plane. It's what a lot of people tap into when they do astral traveling or astral sleep. It's quite a dangerous thing to do because you don't really know what you're going to encounter, what entity, what energy, what force field, what thought form. And so often readers, when they tune into the astral field of an individual, the astral plane of an individual, they're just picking up on that individual's thoughts, emotions, things that might have happened, traumas, pains, but they're not really tuning into a higher level, as in the individual's soul consciousness, the individual's higher purpose, the individual's highest self. They're not really tuning into God, Spirit, Universe, because it takes a very rare individual that is able to tune into God, Spirit, Universe and get clear messages from God, Spirit, Universe. So a lot of times when people are telling you, oh, I'm channeling Archangel so-and-so and this entity and Bob, this spirit guide, the chances are that they're probably channeling something of the dark. They're not channeling the light. Because when an individual channels the light or channels an angelic entity, they're not really going to scream it from the rooftops or want to get a lot of notice for it or applause for it. They want to keep it sacred and protected. And they choose how they deliver that message, whatever it may be. And when they deliver it, and if they deliver it at all. And it's rare that messages that come from the light, from God's Spirit Universe, are about interfering in someone's free will or telling them what to do. You should do this, you should do that. It's very rare unless the individual that is being redirected is on a dangerous path and really needs to be assisted in some way. So often when an individual or a reader starts to say, you should do this, I've just had a message, just had a premonition, what they're getting is something from the astral plane, something of quite a low vibration, and that's not really anything to engage with. So in response to that plea, I want to be psychic, are a lot of different offshoots. You know, why do you want to be psychic? Why do you want to have this extra gift? What will you do with it? How will you be of service with it? How will you manage it? How will you keep your channel clear? How will you know that what you're tapping into is of the light and can be of service? Why do you want it? What's it going to give you that you feel that you don't already have? And how will life be richer with it? If you have it, are you using this gift with integrity, with appropriateness? Are you keeping yourself aligned with the light? Are you allowing yourself to have the humility to accept that you could get it wrong sometimes? Do you know 100% that the thing that you're picking up on is the truth? And whose truth is it? Our ability to tap into different realities, to tap into different levels of consciousness, is very much based on how clean our channel is, which means how pure our heart is, how clean our intentions are. If our intentions aren't clean, if our heart isn't pure, if we seek to wish to harm others or cause damage in the world, we're never really going to connect to something that is pure and of the light. Therefore, we are just perpetuating greater darkness in the world. And most people who want, desire, who crave to have this psychic gift really want it for their own selfish needs. These are the people that call themselves witches, in inverted commas, and like to do spells and have their little covens because they want to have power in the world. And they feel that having a psychic gift gives them power, makes them special, elevates them in some way. The true individual that has the gift, that is able to hear or sense or see or touch, and through touch be able to pick up on messages or of the past or the present or the future, the true individual doesn't proclaim it, doesn't look to make huge amounts of money from it, doesn't sell their gift, and often struggles with the information that they receive because it can be so overwhelming. It can happen with no warning. It can happen unplanned. It is a selfish individual, the individual that wants to make money, have power, be elevated in some way, that seeks out with this desire, I want to be psychic. I want to have the gift. And so which are you? Are you someone that feels that you've had a gift? You have a gift, but you don't know how to navigate it. You don't know how to use it. You don't know how to temper it. You don't know what to do with it. Are you someone that wants it? Why do you want it? Are you someone that feels that you might have it, but you're not sure? Where are you in all of this? And where would you like to be? The website is sacredspacehealing.org. That's sacredspacehealing.org. Until the next time.